Exclusive: Migrant Apprehensions at Border Continue Decline Post Title 42. By Bob Price on May 15, 2023. The daily apprehension of migrants by Border Patrol agents along the southwest border with Mexico declined for the fourth straight day. The apprehension of migrants fell from more than 10,600 on May 10 to less than 4,300 on Sunday, 3 days after the end of the CDC's Title 42 program. In the 2 weeks leading up to the end of Title 42, Breitbart Texas reported the daily migrant apprehension rate increased from about 7,400 during the last 3 days in April to 10,605 on May 10, 1 day before the end of Title 42. Facts on Stats. On May 12, 2023, day 1 of Title 8, RGV hashtag USBP agents apprehended 1,133 migrants, representing a 66% decrease as compared to this fiscal year's high watermark of 3,300 apprehensions on May 8, 2023. pic.twitter.com/hshiogenge. Chief Patrol Agent Gloria I. Chavez, at USBP Chifrgv, May 14, 2023. By Sunday, that number fell to 4,268. According to a law enforcement source, a decrease of nearly 60% from the May 10 peak. Since Friday, May 12, migrant apprehensions on the southwest border fell to 6,441 on Friday to 4,494 on Saturday, and 4,268 on Sunday. Before the end of Title 42, the Rio Grande Valley sector had been the busiest of the 9 southwest border sectors. Following a peak of 3,291 on May 8, the number of apprehensions fell to 507 on Sunday. Responding to an inquiry from Breitbart, Texas, the law enforcement source credited the decline in apprehensions to several factors. Among those are increased enforcement activity by Texas law enforcement and military forces, increased cooperation on the southern side of the border from the government of Mexico, and migrants' increasing use of the CBP One mobile app. The source said migrants using the CBP One app are showing up at ports of entry to cross where they are released with a notice to appear. Many of these notices provide court dates 4 to 10 years out, Breitbart News reported. At TXDPS and at TX Military have been working tirelessly in clearing out brush and placing concertina wire along the Rio Grande River in hashtag Brownsville to repel illegal crossings between the ports of entry. Through Governorate Greg Abbott underscore TX's Operation Lone Star, Texas is taking unprecedented. pic.twitter.com/ratyltzpbl. Chris Olivares, at LT Chris Olivares, May 11, 2023. Early last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed the state's new tactical border force to the Rio Grande Valley, where migrant apprehensions surged to more than 3,000 per day. On Thursday, the Texas Tactical Border Force's use of troops and razor wire created a barrier that forced migrants to turn back from crossing the Rio Grande near Brownsville, Breitbart, Texas reported. In a video produced by Breitbart's Cartel Chronicles project, migrants can be seen confronting the soldiers and troopers standing behind the concertina wire barrier. The San Diego sector is currently the busiest of the sectors, with the apprehension of 1,351 migrants on Sunday. This is followed by Tucson, 704, Del Rio, 607, Rio Grande Valley, 507, and El Paso, 388. DHS officials previously predicted a post-Title 42 surge that could lead to more than 18,000 migrants per day crossing the border from Mexico. So far, that prediction has failed to come to fruition. On Sunday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas credited the criminal penalties for migrants who illegally enter the country, which resumed under existing law after Title 42's expiration, for the decrease in crossings, Reuters reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.